In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to announce our School of the Holy Spirit going on right now, July 9th to the 15th. It's going on right now, and people are in the church praising God and listening to the Word of God. I want you to know tonight it'll start at 7 o'clock every evening, 7 o'clock. That's Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. At 7 o'clock it starts. So please come to the School of the Holy Spirit, creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. That's praise and worship. That's praise and worship. We need to praise and worship the Lord. So again, between July 9th and 15th, that's now, Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., the School of the Holy Spirit, creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. How we need that. The church needs the Holy Spirit like never before. I need the Holy Spirit like never before. I'm reading from Sunday's readings. The first reading was from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Listen to this. Thus says the Lord, rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Hallelujah. It says rejoice heartily. Bless your holy name. You are worthy of our praise, O God. Shout for joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yes, Lord. Yes, we shout for joy at your presence, for you are holy, and you are holy indeed. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he. Now, they were expecting a big military man to be the Messiah. But a just savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He comes as a peaceful man. Not as a conquering hero. Oh, at the end of time, he will come as a conquering hero. That's for sure. But now he comes meek, riding on an ass, on the coal, the fold of an ass, and he shall banish the chariots from Ephraim, that means no war, and the horse from Jerusalem, no war, and the warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations, not only to Zion, but peace to the nations. He is the Messiah of the Jew and the Gentile. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. His dominion will be the whole world. This is our King. He comes with shalom. He comes with peace. He comes riding on a donkey. I tell you, he is the King of kings who brings peace to people. Do you know that today? Are you in need of peace today? Jesus is our peace offering. He gives us shalom, which means peace in every aspect of your life, your emotions, your spirituality, your pocketbook, peace to all the areas of our life. I'm going to now read the psalm that we got yesterday. And again, I will extol you, O my God and King. Hallelujah. We extol you, God and King. We extol you, for you are God Almighty. And I will bless your name forever and ever. We bless the name of Jesus forever and ever and ever. Every day I will bless you. Are you blessing the Lord now? And I will praise your name forever and ever. Oh, the scripture tells us to praise the Lord. That's what's happening at the School of the Holy Spirit right now. The scripture tells us to praise the Lord forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger when in great kindness. God is not angry with you, I'm telling you that. God is not angry with you. The Holy Spirit is not angry with you. He's got plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all His works. You are His work in Christ Jesus. He is compassionate to you. Compassion means to suffer with. Oh yes, God is compassionate with you and to you. Let all your works give you thanks. Hey, yes, Lord, I'm part of those works. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. And let your faithful ones bless you. Oh, yes, we bless the name of God. We bless the name of Jesus. Let the discourse of the glory of your kingdom speak of your might. The Lord is faithful in His words. Do you know He's faithful? He's a faithful God, faithful and true. The Lord is faithful in all of His works and holy in all of His works. The Lord lifts up those who are falling. Are you falling today? He lifts you up by the power of His Spirit. He lifts you up. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises all who are bowed down. Oh, yes. Bow down in guilt. Bow down in shame. No more guilt and shame. The blood of Jesus has conquered. Get to confession. The blood of Jesus has conquered and wants you to be free from guilt and shame. I'm reading from Romans 8, starting with verse 9. You are not in the flesh. You. I'm speaking to you. You are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Are you baptized? Have you given your life to Jesus? Then the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. I'm just going to stop right there. That the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit, He dwells in you. I'm going to tell you, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you know that today? You say, I don't feel it. I'm not talking about your feelings. I'm talking about your knowledge. Do you know that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? That means with the Holy Spirit you can do anything that God calls you to do. Getting out of your comfort zone first and just giving yourself to Jesus. Yes, come tonight to the School of the Holy Spirit at 7 o'clock. Jesus, who was raised from the dead, dwells in you. The one who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies. Yes, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal body. If you've got arthritis, He's going to give life to your mortal body. Through the Spirit that dwells in you. Oh yes, this Holy Spirit dwells in us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? That you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Consequently, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you will put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. Oh, we live by the Spirit of God. We live by the Spirit of God, putting to death the deeds of the flesh. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to give us the Holy Spirit. He says, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. He comes to us, and He sends the Holy Spirit. I'm reading from Matthew 11, verse 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Here's Jesus praising the Father. Do you praise the Father with Jesus? I give you praise, Father, with Jesus, who is the Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things, the kingdom, from the wise and the learned, you have revealed him to the little ones, to the unaweaned, to those who have absolute need for God. That's me. I'm part of the unaweaned. I have an absolute need for God. I cannot go anywhere on my own. I have an absolute need for God. Do you? I'm sure you do. Our hearts are restless, Augustine says, until they rest in thee. We have an absolute need for God. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. Listen, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. Everything that Jesus has been handed over to him by the Father. That's you. No one knows the Son except the Father. That's right. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Oh, reveal the Father to us, Jesus. Reveal the blessed Father to us, Jesus. Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened. Don't go into dirty movies. Come to me. Come to Jesus, all who are labor and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now the yoke has two openings. We put our head in one, and Jesus is the head, and he puts his head in the other. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Again, the world was expecting a triumphant Savior. We've got a crucified Savior who rose from the dead, who will come triumphantly at the end of time. And as it says in Corinthians, the last enemy to be destroyed will be death, and you will find rest for yourselves. Do you need rest today? I'm talking more than sleep. I'm talking peace. Do you need rest today? For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Maybe you are carrying your own yoke. That's why it's so heavy. The yoke of Jesus is easy and his burden is light. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? I tell you, Jesus comes as the meek Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus comes as the one who gives life to those and reveals the Father to us. Jesus comes because he has given us the Holy Spirit, and the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me. You know what I've been thinking? We need a little Christmas at this time of July. So we're going to be doing the infancy narratives of Luke and maybe Matthew also. So this is what I start with. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled, that's like especially Mark and Matthew, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus means lover of God. He's writing to us. So that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. I tell you, what Jesus teaches is certain. When Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me, that's certain. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that's certain. Oh yes, there is no other way but the way to go through Jesus. Verse 5, chapter 1, Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea. Why does Luke give us the days of Herod? Because he wants to put it in history. That these things did not just take place out of the sky, they took place in history when Herod was king of Judea, and we know Herod was a crazy man. There was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. So Zechariah was a priest. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron. She came from a priestly family too. And her name was Elizabeth. So we have Elizabeth and Zechariah. Both were righteous in the eyes of God. If they were righteous in the eyes of God, they lived by faith, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly, but they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. They had no child. And when you have no child, people considered you cursed. Let's continue. Once when he, Zechariah, was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. So he's going to burn incense before the Lord. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah. Which angel? Gabriel. Oh, yes. Standing at the right of the altar of incense, Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid." I tell you, that angel was a big one. And Zechariah got spooked out, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I've not come to destroy. I've come to give you good news." Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. This is very interesting, because they stopped praying for a son. Why? Because she had already gone through the change of life. But I'm going to tell you about prayer. Prayer is always before the throne of God. It is not something that I pray today and it's gone, but my prayer is always before the throne of God, and your prayer is always before the throne of God. Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, John the Baptist, and you will have joy and gladness. And many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. This is amazing. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And he will in turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Oh, yes. He is not Elijah, but he's the Elijah that the Bible talks about. To turn the hearts of the fathers toward their children. Oh, we need that today. That the hearts of the fathers would be turned to their children. And the disobedient to understanding of the righteous. To prepare a people fit for the Lord. Do you know you're fit for the Lord? He's forgiven your sins. Have you gone to confession? Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." In other words, she has gone through the change of life. The angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news, but now you will be speechless, unable to talk until the day these things are fulfilled and take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." Oh, do you believe the word of God when he says, "I shall never leave you nor forsake you"? Do you believe the word of God? It says, "I am with you always, even until the end of time." Do you believe the word of God? "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Do you believe the word of God? The announcement of the birth of Jesus. In the sixth month, what sixth month? Of John the Baptist's pregnancy, Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, highly favored, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. She doesn't understand it. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Oh, yes. Mary found favor with the Father. "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High," the Son of God. "And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule from the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Do you believe that? That the kingdom of God has no end. That the kingdom comes with joy and peace in the power of the Holy Spirit. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Oh yes, the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary, not Joseph. The Holy Spirit. And he is conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary. "And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month for her who was called barren." Mary said, "For nothing will be impossible for God." Nothing is impossible for God. You've got to know that today, that what you're going through is not impossible for God to help you. He will help you. He will help you today, because nothing is impossible with God. Do you believe that? Do you believe? Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." And in that moment, the second person in the Blessed Trinity jumped into the womb of Mary. Then the angel departed from her. So we see that it all happened in the sixth month of John the Baptist's pregnancy in Elizabeth. I want to invite you this week, between July 9th and 15th, today is the 10th, to the Holy Rosary Church, where we have the School of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, we are creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. God is alive. He is changing his people. He is freeing his people. He is healing his people. God is alive. He has plans for you. And I tell you, you know, where God is, I want to be. And I'm telling you, the Lord is here at Holy Rosary Church because we're worshiping and praising God. And of course, he's here in the Blessed Sacrament. So we are creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. Tonight is Monday. Come tonight at 7 o'clock. If you can't come tonight at 7 o'clock, come Tuesday at 7 o'clock. If you can't come to Wednesday at 7 o'clock, so on. If you can make it in the morning, we start at 9 o'clock with Mass. Tomorrow will be Tuesday. We'll have Mass at 9 o'clock. Then we praise the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. With that, the second person in the Blessed Trinity leaped into the womb of Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know today that Jesus has come as the peaceful Savior of the world? Do you know today that He wants to vanish all war? Do you know that He's coming again in glory at the end of time, and the last enemy to be defeated is death? Do you know today that at Holy Rosary we're having the School of the Holy Spirit? Do you know today that God has plans for you? Come and see the plans God has for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you call on me and seek me with all your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.